You wanted to tell me something about Leonard Cohen. I don't know what. Maybe you have met him. Maybe you have talked to him. Maybe you've seen him live in concert. Is there any story with Leonard Cohen and Ken Hensley?
Not really. I mean, the connection between him and I is nearly that he's my favorite songwriter of all time. I've never consciously tried to copy anything that he did. What I loved about his lyrics mainly was how they painted such great pictures in such simple words. And I followed him right through to the last couple of albums that he did that were rather more dark than anything he had done before. And I find actually that the last album, which basically was recorded on his deathbed, I find that extremely difficult to listen to. But he was an inspiration to me in the way he used words and the imagination that he had. And I think I learned from him that, you know, it's not a bad thing to just let your imagination run wild. And I do that much more so now than I've ever done in the past. I did meet Leonard Cohen in Munich. Uriah Heep had played a concert at the Circus Krona, and he had played a concert somewhere else in Munich. And I managed to get an invitation to his meet and greet, which was in a suite in the hotel. I never got really close enough to... I did get close enough to say hello, thank him for his inspiration and shake his hand. But, you know, he was surrounded by so many people being pulled in so many directions, I could not have a conversation with him. But I did meet him, and, you know, I experienced his charisma and his... the way he shined and everything, and it was a pleasure. So, you know, he was a huge star. I was a huge star, but we were stars on a different planet, really.
That's a wonderful...